Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sofia Petrovic. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there will be a review following sexual assault allegations at Parliament House. Former Liberal Party staff member Brittany Higgins confirmed she will continue with a police investigation after she said she was raped by a colleague in Parliament House in March 2019. Curtin MP Celia Hammond will examine cultural issues and work with politicians to identify ways to improve standards and protect staff.
It shatters me that still in this day and age that a young woman can find herself in the vulnerable situation that she was in, not her doing. And we have to do more, whether it's in this workplace or any other workplace in the country, to ensure that people can work safely in their place and be at their best and do what they went into that job to do.
Mr. Morrison invited opposition leader Anthony Albanese to be part of the process. A Tamil family fighting deportation to Sri Lanka have had another win in their battle to return to their home in Bilawila in Queensland. The full bench of the federal court rejected an appeal by the federal government. This means the family won't be deported. An earlier ruling last year found that the family's Australian-born daughter, Tharanika Murugupan, was not treated fairly during the visa application process, which would have allowed her to remain in Australia. Aaron Malwaganam from the Tamil Refugee Council calls for their release from detention.
We're really happy that the court has upheld the April 2020 decision. What this means is the family can't be deported back. Children have gone through so much because of detention life, and it's about time the government releases them into the community.
Lawyers for the family will now decide whether to appeal and call on the Australian government to immediately release the family from detention. They are also deciding whether action should be taken to protect the family from further deportation risks. Australians are being urged to trust medical experts who approve coronavirus vaccines. Australia's coronavirus vaccine rollout will begin next week after the first doses of the Pfizer vaccine arrived in Sydney yesterday. Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd says there are still many questions that he and other officials are trying to address.
So we still have things we need to learn about from these vaccines. What we know from the vaccines is that they do prevent serious illness and death, but what we don't know is whether people can still be infected with COVID-19, not have symptoms, but transmit COVID-19 to someone else. We don't know how long the immunity lasts from these vaccines either. So even though we may have people coming into the country who've been vaccinated, there are still things we're learning about the vaccine, and we'll learn that very quickly, of course.
New Zealand also received its first batch of coronavirus vaccines yesterday. 35 suburbs in Logan in Queensland are on high alert after COVID-19 fragments were detected in a sewage catchment. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young has urged anyone in the area with symptoms to get tested immediately. 31 travellers who tested positive for COVID-19 are being relocated from the Flinders Lane Holiday Inn to the Pullman Albert Park Hotel. One person was seen exiting the hotel with a garbage bag over their head. The Flinders Lane Holiday Inn is a hot hotel, which means all guests are infected with COVID-19. The hotel needs its sprinkler system repaired after water damage over the weekend. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd says the operation will be carried out carefully and appropriately. Victoria has recorded 4 new cases of COVID-19. The 2 locally acquired cases are close household contacts of a previously confirmed case linked to the Holiday Inn. The other 2 are returned travellers in hotel quarantine. On day 4 of Victoria's 5-day lockdown, the state government announced lockdown could end tomorrow.
This strategy is working. We are well placed to be able to make changes tomorrow night. I'm not in a position to definitively commit to that because these next 24 hours will, of course, be crucial.
Premier Daniel Andrews also announced the government is exploring new quarantine models outside of the Melbourne CBD. You're listening to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sophia Petrovic.